Right now, it's our pleasure to welcome Samantha Varela from Andrew Carnegie Free Library, the Carnegie in Carnegie, with us today. How are you, Samantha?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Larry.
I'm happy to have you here. Now, you've got a kids' cooking class scheduled for January 31st and February 7th, and I would love to learn more about it.
Yes, I'd love to share more about it. So this is part of a three-part cooking class series we have for kids, just for kids ages 8 to 12 years old. Our first class was this past Wednesday on January 24th. Classes run from 4 to 6 or 4 to 7, and we're really excited for this. We've had one cooking class in the past for teens, but there was a large interest for younger kids to get involved too. So it was a pleasure having our first cooking class on Wednesday, and we're super excited for the next two coming up.
Now, what kind of facilities are there for cooking in a library? You don't typically think that would be available, but it must be.
Yes, you'd be surprised. Our building is one of the oldest libraries in the country. We were built in 1901, so there's lots of hidden things within our building. And one of the things we most recently renovated is our mezzanine level. And with that, we've created two different programming spaces. One is a meeting room, and the other is a classroom and kitchen. So together with those two spaces, we're able to host a lot more classes, and it works out very well for this cooking class that we have a full stove, a full fridge. We have all the equipment we would need to teach cooking classes. We've had them for now, kids, adults, and teens, and we're really excited to continue offering more classes to more people interested in learning these skills.
Now, are parents coming to these classes, or is it primarily for kids?
So we do have some parents that are staying with the class. During this program, but it is primarily for the kids. So we've had 10 students that join us, 10 children join us for the class. I would say about half of their parents stay with us, half of them let the kids do their own thing. But it's a really great class because everyone can do kind of whatever they're most interested in. And we're working with the Chartiers Valley Salvation Army Center. They're helping to teach the class and prepare the foods. And it has been wonderful seeing how the kids interact with all of these different people and seeing what really interests them. In our last class, we made breakfast for dinner, and the kids loved cracking eggs. Learning to crack eggs was so exciting.
I'll bet.
And so we did a lot of that. A lot of extra eggs were cracked.
Breakfast for dinner is a very underrated thing. It's one of my favorite things. Now, do you need to make a reservation? These are January 31st, Wednesday, and then the following Wednesday, February 7th. They start at 4. Can you just show up, or do you need an advance reservation?
We do ask that everyone interested in participating register online. You can register at our website. It is carnegiecarnegie.org. And on there, you'll see all of our events coming up, including this cooking class. You can register on there just because space is limited, and we really want to make sure everyone gets a chance to have hands-on experience in these cooking classes.
And to have enough eggs, I would think.
Exactly.
You know, you
don't... And we went through a lot of maple syrup, too.
I'll bet. What gave you all the idea to do this? Or, I mean, it seems to me it helps show that the library is for everybody and is for a world of possibilities. But is there more to it behind the idea of doing these things?
Yes, I think so. You know, these days, kids really love screens, and I understand it. I love my screen time, too. But we really want to make sure kids are getting other learning experiences as well. And a cooking class is a great opportunity. We have to step away from our screens. We have to be hands-on in there. And it's a skill that we can use every day for the rest of our lives. We all have to eat. We all have to cook. So it's a great life skill we want to teach people early on so that they have these skills moving forward in life.
Well, I hope things go well. CarnegieCarnegie.org is how you can find additional information. Again, it's January 31st and February 7th. Samantha, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, but we're just very excited to have the rest of our cooking classes, and we hope to see some of you there.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us.